Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. Today I'm going to discuss some of the common MLM problems and how to deal with it. These are things that I've learned and seen during the past 21 years. Hopefully you can learn from my experience so you don't repeat these mistakes, or if you're experiencing one of these things, now you'll know how to get through it. So the first one that you might experience is a negative spouse. What I have found is that opposites attract. Normally one spouse is excited about the business, the other is either neutral or negative. That's probably 99 out of 100 cases. Every once in a blue moon, you'll find both spouses are excited. When that happens, the couple normally does very well in the business, but it's very rare. If you're dealing with a negative spouse about the business, stick with it. One of the reasons spouses get negative is a lot of these MLM reps, they join a new company every 2 or 3 months. They keep quitting, they keep rejoining, they keep switching companies. So their spouse has a reason to be negative. You can also share your goals with your spouse and tell them why you're doing the business. And when possible, you want to try to involve your spouse in the business whenever you can. Another problem that you'll either deal with or someone on your team will is lack of motivation. Now, here's the truth. No one is motivated all the time. I'm not motivated all the time. My friends who are leaders and who are also successful, they're not motivated all the time. Motivation comes and goes. What I have found is action creates motivation. When you do what you know you need to do every day, whether you're motivated or not, you stay motivated. It's almost like the person who goes to the gym. Sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. You want to stay in bed. You want to stay home. You're in your pajamas. You're comfortable. And you end up dragging yourself to the gym. But here's what I found. When you're done working out and you leave the gym, you're glad that you went. That's kind of how this business works. Commitment is the key to long-term success. Not motivation. Why? Motivation doesn't last. Commitment does. Get plugged in and stay plugged in. That's how you stay motivated. Maybe you're too busy or you have little time for the business, or that's what you think anyway. Now, here's the truth. We all have time for things that are important to us. There are people who say they don't have time to do the business, but they'll watch Monday Night Football. They'll stay updated on the most recent series on Netflix. They'll do their bowling league. So everyone makes time for things that are important to them. So if the business is not a priority, they're going to give you an excuse. If the business is a priority, they're going to find a way to carve it in their busy schedule. You want to work from a schedule and a daily action plan. You want a daily to-do list. You want to basically make a work schedule for your business just like you have for your job. You go to your job when you're not motivated. Why? Because you want to make the money and you want to pay the bills. Same thing for your business. If you keep doing what you're currently doing, you will always be too busy. This is what I tell people when they tell me I'm too busy for the business. I say, look, if you keep doing what you're currently doing, are you ever going to have the time that you want to do the things that you want to do? And chances are you're not. You want to identify and do 3 to 5 things per day to grow your business. So have a daily checklist, have a list of key tasks that you can do each day and do them daily. Another one is market saturation. Now, there are probably well over 1,000 companies in our industry. I don't know the exact number, but it could even be substantially more than that. Now, here's what I tell people. Amway, which is one of the oldest companies, they've been around since 1959, over 60 years. They still have people joining their company every single day. They're not saturated. So all these other new companies, I don't believe they're saturated either. Now, the longer a company has been around, the more people have heard of it. I agree with that, but that's not always a bad thing. It's good when people have heard about a company before. If you're only building your business on Facebook and everybody you're talking to has heard of your company, maybe you want to take some of those conversations off of Facebook and try some other marketing strategies like postcards, YouTube, LinkedIn. There's lots of different ways to meet people. You can even do face-to-face. Another thing you can do is you can identify your unique selling proposition and be different. What I like to do is I like to look at all the reps in my company and I ask myself, how can I stand out with all of the thousands and thousands of reps in my company? And what can I do to make my company come across as different from all the other companies in the industry? And that's your job to figure that out. Every business has a USP. Think about fast food restaurants. There's tons of them. They're always popping up all over the place, but they all have a different unique selling proposition. They all do things a little bit differently, even in a crowded marketplace, and there's room for all of them. So here's a few more problems that you might encounter at some point in your career. Strain in relationships. This is something that I read about all over the internet. People saying they lost their friends and their family because of MLM. I don't really understand that, because if you're doing your business the right way, you're not going to strain any of your relationships. Here's the truth. If you started a traditional business, let's say you opened a restaurant, you would tell everybody you know that you opened a restaurant. Why? First of all, because you're proud of opening a restaurant. And secondly, because you'd hope that some of them at some point would want to come to your restaurant and do business with you. That's kind of how I feel about this industry. Your job is to notify people of what you're doing. It's not your job to be deceptive or try to sell them or try to convince them to join you or buy from you, but you should let them know what you're doing. If you're sharing the business and the products the right way, you're not going to strain any of your relationships. If you're being deceptive, for example, if you schedule a family barbecue, you get 30 people over, and then you take out a whiteboard and you start doing a business presentation, yeah, that's shady. That's going to make a lot of people upset. Don't do that. You can always add new friends on Facebook. You don't have to pitch your mom, your dad, your best friend. Most people on Facebook have several thousand friends. A lot of them you might not even know. So start with those folks. You don't have to start with your best friend or your parent or your sibling. Start with people on Facebook who are friends with you. Another thing that a lot of people struggle with is duplication. Now, here's the truth. Most people that you sponsor are not going to do anything in the business. Maybe one or two out of every 10 people who join will even sign up one person. Easy come, easy go. Most people who join do so for a different reason. Some just want a discount on the products. Some want to be part of a social club. Some come in thinking it's the lottery, but have realistic expectations about duplication. What you want to do is you want to help everyone do a little bit or do a little bit more. That's really where the magic happens. Recruitment challenges. This is a common problem in our industry. People don't know how to recruit. My response is, of course you don't know how to recruit. If you've never done it before, you're going to have to learn how to do it. Very few people come into the industry with recruiting skills already in place. Unless you're a corporate recruiter or an army recruiter or you've done sales before, it's going to be something you have to learn how to do. Now, anyone can learn how to do it if they're willing to put in the time. You should read books about sales and marketing and recruiting. You want to leverage your upline support team and you want to focus on improving your skills. Here's the truth. If you approach a lot of people, you're going to learn how to recruit. You might look like a fool for a little bit. You might make some mistakes, but you will master the art of recruiting just by getting out there, rolling up your sleeves, getting in the trenches, making some mistakes. The last problem that is pretty common in our industry is attrition, or turnover, as some industries might call it. In other words, people quitting your business. Now, here's the truth. Most people are going to quit no matter what you do. Probably 50 to 80% of your team is going to quit every year. I know that sounds brutal, but this is pretty common in a lot of industries with employee turnover. In the sales professions, especially, for example, life insurance salespeople, realtors, insurance agents, very high turnover. Why? Some people decide that selling is not for them. A lot of people just don't work the numbers. Some people, they want a more secure job with an hourly pay rather than working on commission. So people join and people quit for many different reasons. If you get people using the products and your company has good products, you're probably going to keep a lot more people. Also, if you taproot and you help people sign up a few people, if possible, that's going to help a lot. I have found fewer people will quit if they have something to lose. One of my friends in a different company than me, her company did some research, and they basically found if a person had 10 or more people in their team, the likelihood of them quitting was almost zero. So your goal is to get people to have 8 or 10 people on their team as quickly as you can, because people will do a lot to avoid pain because of the fear of loss. So if you give people something to lose, it's a higher likelihood they're going to stick around. You also want to give people realistic expectations. A lot of people, they join our industry, and it's funny, they might be making 30 grand a year in their job. They've been working 15 or 20 years, but they come in this industry and they expect to make 100 grand their first year working part-time with no skills, which to me is a very unrealistic expectation. So our job is to give all of our new people realistic expectations. This is where we match up their skill with their work ethic and their goals, and we make sure those align. Otherwise, they're going to end up disappointed. You're going to end up disappointed. And sometimes even just reducing attrition by a small percent can have a huge positive impact in your business. So these are the most common MLM problems that I've experienced in the past 20 plus years of doing this. Maybe you've experienced some of these. If you haven't, you probably will at some point in your career. I hope you got some value from today's training. I do want to tell you this. Problems are always going to happen. In any business, you're always going to have problems. It's how you handle your problems that makes the biggest difference. To expect that there's never going to be a problem is very unrealistic. In fact, the bigger the team and the more money you make, the more problems you're going to have. And the reason you can make that kind of money is because you can solve problems. You can put out fires. You can make things happen. So I hope you enjoyed today's training. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. You can also check out the links and resources in the description box below this video. I do post a new video every day, so please check back often. And as a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. This training is for educational purposes only. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great day. See you at the top.